We live in a world where there's money for war, but there's no money for peace. There is strategy for war, but no strategy for peace. And when we look after our children and our country, we invest in peace.
His Royal Highness, Crown Prince Alexander of Serbia, and his wife, Her Royal Highness, Crown Princess Catherine of Serbia, visited Northwest Indiana to carry on their humanitarian work for the princess charity organization Lifeline Chicago. The region leg of their tour included a stop at St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church in Maryville, where church leaders and Reverend Father Parish Priest Marko Matic welcomed them.
Unique and special, not only for us, but special for royal family as well. Thank you for coming, Alice.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for visiting us.
Very nice to be here.
In honor of your visit, this is commemorative wine from our 100th anniversary here at St. Sava.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
On the side here, this is from Monastery Tvrdoš.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Very nice, brother.
Two bottles, one white, one red. This is Zilovka. That's Zilovka.
The visit brings Prince Alexander back to Indiana. He previously came to the state to attend Culver Military Academy. This call on Northwest Indiana is one part of a large tour comprised of several charity events and social calls.
And this trip, apart from coming here, we've been to Chicago, the church in Chicago, and the church in Milwaukee also.
But it was the orphans who benefit from the work of Lifeline that was the main focus of conversation. Princess Catherine expressed gratitude to the people who give to Lifeline, the charity organization for which she is a patron.
But you know, it's a privilege to be able to change people's lives and to be able to make a difference in people's lives. I was very lucky to have had parents who taught me the joy of giving, not the joy of taking. And this is why at Lifeline we have programs which are children helping children, because our children of today are the future philanthropists, and they're the future that will have to take care of everyone around. And I'm very sad about these refugee children that are really, 10,000 of them are missing now.
Where?
All over the world, coming from Syria.
From Syria.
And this is very serious, and I'm very sad. I went into CNN Live twice about that, because everybody talks about children's economic crisis, and yet we really have a children's crisis now. I think we all have to realize that in the midst of the conflicts, we're affecting first the children. And I think if everybody thinks that way, maybe there will be a little easier going on all this.
What do you think of our country, the United States?
Well, we both lived here. All our children were born in the United States. Not a bad country. Yeah, it's a great country. Sorry what you're going through now. Do I have to say more?
No.
I'm being naughty.
You can if you want.
I'm being naughty. No, by the way, everybody has their problems, you know.
There is a reason for everything.
There is a reason for that.
That is true.
Yeah,
please.
We just have to focus on and be patient, and we will
start. We're all being very
patient, I think. How do you like visiting here?
It's nice. It's always nice to come back to the United States and this area. We have many friends here, as you can see. We were so warmly received here.
Yes, sir. The people have been very generous and very special. And this country is a very special country, and that comes with a price. And so one enjoys everything the country has, but then nobody was promised a rose garden. We learn from difficulties and from difficult situations. Our country has had a very difficult time. It's been highly misunderstood, and the people are wonderful. And so many people that come to Serbia, they say, my God, I never expected to see this hospitality, this beautiful country, these beautiful people. So I feel that it's very important that we get the record straight. We have people that are very good, and we have had some people might not have been very good. And that's no different than any country in the world. We're just not good in marketing and showing ourselves and our goodness. Some people are not good at that.
But how is the country misunderstood?
Well, a tragedy happened after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989 and the Berlin Wall came down. I think you all remember that. What was Yugoslavia then was no longer the buffer state for Soviet expansion. And there was a lid that was kept on. We were a communist state. There was only one political party, that was the League of Communists. And unfortunately, some of these leaders of the former Yugoslavia were then used negative religion and negative nationalism against each other. And that was the recipe for the internal conflict of the wars of succession. And unfortunately, we had trouble resolving it. Then there was international involvement, and it was not quite understood what was going on. Like it's not quite understood what's going on in the Middle East and the root of Arab Spring, which was not a very good recipe, I guarantee you. We've also suffered from that, and a huge amount of refugees came through our country, some 400,000 last year. So this conflict, we hoped that it would never have happened after 89, but it developed, especially in 1991. Gradually, the former components of Yugoslavia declared independence, and there was premature recognition of some of the components. Again, not a very healthy recipe. Even Secretary of State Jim Baker was very much against the recognition of one particular country. However, it went forward and there was 10 years of a very sad conflict. There were no angels. But now we have peace, and that's what's so important in the whole region. The main problem is economic investment, and the country is moving forward quite well. Our unemployment has dropped dramatically from what it was when we first arrived. When we first arrived, it was about 40-some percent. Now we're down to 18, and even some members of the European country have 18. I mean, that's going to get better. We are hoping to be a member of the European Union. Many countries in our region are members already, particularly Slovenia, Croatia, Hungary, off to the north, Austria, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, and, of course, Greece down south. And we would like to be part of this big market and also to get investors. Our Prime Minister is moving forward in that direction. We also have very good relations with the United States, which we're very proud of. And in fact, next to where we live, the Royal Compound, the new United States Embassy is located. So we're neighbors.
Lifeline was founded in 1993 and has its biggest office in Chicago. You can learn more about the organization on their website at lifelinechicago.org. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.